Hello and welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson and you're listening to the edition of the 4th of August. Today's topic is a little philosophical and I've entitled it The Pleasant Poetry of Genesis. The 1925 trial against John Scopes for teaching the theory of evolution in Tennessee was the first U.S. trial to be broadcast on national radio and is still making waves. Today, many of the states in the U.S. require public schools to teach the creation of the world according to the Book of Genesis, on par with Darwin's theory of evolution. I find this defense of creationism appalling in this day and age, and with our level of enlightenment and scientific methodology and inquiry. While I was at the German Hygiene Museum in Dresden, working on an exhibition called Darwin and Darwinism, I went on a research trip, and one of my stops was Dayton, Tennessee, where I visited Bryan College, named after William Jennings Bryan, the prosecuting attorney at the Scopes trial. Needless to say, this is a creationist college. But I realized there that these professors of science truly believe, word for word, in the Book of Genesis. I was positively gobsmacked how educated, cultivated, and responsible people can take an ahistorical, acultural look at the historical and cultural artifact that is our Bible. Now, I think that people are entitled to believe whatever they want to believe. Freedom, including religious freedom, is at the very top of my list of values. But I draw the line at brainwashing under the guise of science. You can't simply listen to both sides and treat both theories fairly side by side. Science is a process, and it needs to be allowed to work. This process has taken so long to grow into what it is today, and theories are its crown jewels. Dr. Eugenie C. Scott, head of the National Center for Science Education, explains, "Most lay people think that theories are guesses or hunches or something that you don't have to take terribly seriously. It's not such a big deal." Completely opposite in science. When scientists talk about facts, they're talking about confirmed observations. Facts are a dime a dozen. Theories are the most important things in science. Theory to a scientist means explanation. And these are logical constructs of facts, of tested hypotheses, of laws, of all kinds of stuff that, taken together and put in a logical, descriptive fashion, help us understand some kind of natural phenomenon. I've stuck a video that includes her explanation on the website. You might want to have a look at that. Now, religion plays a much larger role in the USA than it does in Germany. Coming face to face with religious America comes as a bit of a shock to many Europeans who think the USA is just different. But in fact, it's Europe which is the global exception to the rule. Europe, and especially Germany, has the most secular society in the world. It wasn't always like this. The written word of the Bible is at our cultural roots. Just listen to the beginning of the first book of Genesis in the King James Version. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light." Does it give you goosebumps? Hearing or reading a religious text outside the church is strange, isn't it? Why is that? Are we allergic to religion? Is it irrelevant? Does it remind us of religious wars or recall the Europe of the Holocaust? Does it make us uncomfortable about issues of conscience as we live the lives we want to? I don't go to church. I'm not a member of a congregation. I don't currently sing in a choir, but sometimes I miss that home of being part of a congregation. Thinking about religion is one of those open-ended, lifelong projects. New Age bores me. Religious sects scare me. But religious discourse, the kind that makes you think, that interests me. Religion is more than just community or secondhand words. There is a wonderful scene from Inherit the Wind, a drama based on the Scopes trial, in which Spencer Tracy responds to the question, is it possible that something is holy to the celebrated agnostic? By saying, yes, the individual human mind. In a child's power to master the multiplication table, there is more sanctity than in all your shouted amens and holy holies and hosannas. An idea is a greater monument than a cathedral. And the advance of man's knowledge is a greater miracle than all the sticks turned to snakes through the parting of the waters. But now, are we to forego all this progress because Mr. Brady now frightens us with a fable? Gentlemen, progress has never been a bargain. You have to pay for it. Sometimes I think there's a man who sits behind a counter and says, all right, you can have a telephone, but you lose privacy and the charm of distance. Madam, you may vote, but at a price. You lose the right to retreat behind a powder puff or your petticoat. Mister, you may conquer the air, but the birds will lose their wonder and the clouds will smell of gasoline. Darwin took us forward to a hilltop from where we could look back and see the way from which we came. But for this insight and for this knowledge, we must abandon our faith in the pleasant poetry of Genesis. I told you it would be philosophical. Well, thanks for sticking it out with me, and if you like, come back next week for more on the Island Weekly.